Floorball World Champion, page 60.
Coming first isn't everything. Winning is. Remember, you should be the first guy up in the court when we attack and the first guy back home when we defend. Those were my coach's words to me before my first game of floorball when I was 15. I remember thinking, that sounds pretty tough. At the time, I couldn't even dream that one day I would play and win the world championship in Finland in front of over 14,000 spectators, as a goalkeeper. Anyway, we lost that first game. To be honest, we lost most of the games during my first year when I played the center position at my home club, Leidinger IBK. So, how did I become a goalie then? Well, I wanted to play throughout the whole game. I never liked to change lines, to rest and wait for my turn. Of course, I wasn't really fit enough to do that, but I didn't care. I wanted to play so badly. Also, I soon realized that I didn't have a future playing out on the field, so what the heck? At least I could give it a try. The third reason was more of a coincidence, or maybe it was destiny. Our ordinary goalie was going to quit, and the team needed a replacement. So it was pure chance. My surname means lightning in Swedish, so I had to live up to my name. I had to be fast. Fast as lightning. I won 3 Swedish championships, 1 European championship, and 2 world championships. I was voted the best goalkeeper in the world. Now I look back at the 3 reasons above with a smile on my face and think, thank God I didn't like to change lines. My choice to become a goalie paid off. I quit playing at the age of 27 after winning the world championship in Helsinki, Finland in 2002. Why? Well, I worked full-time and studied part-time. My girlfriend was tired of me being away 4 days a week and almost every weekend. The main reason why I chose to quit was much simpler, though. I had accomplished everything I ever wanted to within my sport. And I had other goals in my life. What do I miss the most from my floorball days? Well, many things. My teammates, the atmosphere in the locker room before a big game, the intensity of the game, the cheering of the crowd. The feeling I miss the most is the feeling of winning. That feeling is priceless, but what I learned later is that you can actually experience this feeling outside the sports arena. Let me explain what I mean by using the expression, coming first isn't everything, winning is. You can experience the feeling of winning in many areas. It can be anything in the world as long as you have fun doing what you're doing. In my case, today I'm winning again, but I have a tougher target now. I'm aiming to become world champion in being a good dad to my children. I also want to continue to learn and develop in my work. Coming first isn't everything. Winning is. Remember that.